Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Assalamu alaikum. You're with Abdul Shahid, the host tonight of The Signs of Helping You. Brother Rashid Abdul Salam will not be with us tonight. He's still trying to make it back to St. Louis. He's on a plane somewhere, so we'll be hosting the program for him until he gets back, until he gets here in return. So tonight, we welcome you. We start off with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty for allowing us to be here this evening with you and for allowing you to be here with us. We thank you so very much for taking time out for your busy schedule. We'd like to just share our disclaimer.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to tonight's program, brothers and sisters. You're with Abdul Shahid, your certified St. Thomas your health coach, and also a student at the American School of St. Thomas in the doctorate program there, and also one of the instructors. We're going to be sharing information about health tonight. Health is very important. Without our health, brothers and sisters, we don't have anything. We don't have anything at all. We need our health so our brain will be able to be used as a tool to help us to think, to help make better decisions. Here's the thing about health. Health starts in the mind first. It's a decision that the person must make, a decision that the person must make. Health and disease both starts in the person's mind. Here's what health is. Health is a reward. That means we have to do something to earn it. Health is not guaranteed to anyone. It's a reward. It's rewarded to those persons, to those people who happen to make the right decision to take care of the needs of the cell, to take care of the needs of the cell. That's what health is. Health is defined as a reward that the cells bestow on a person who's succeeded at aligning the desire of the mind with the needs of the cell. The cell has to be the number one priority. The cells, our body made up of 75 to 100 trillion of them. If we take care of them, they'll take care of us. Inside each one of those cells is the nucleus, the engine of the cell. Without the nucleus being in perfect condition, then those items inside the nucleus will be compromised. They'll be compromised. Inside the nucleus, you'll find the DNA, the genes, the chromosome, and chromatin. And the genes are so very important. They carry the blueprint, the set of instructions for the cell to use to produce all our brain essentia and our body essentia. And without those essentials, We will not be on a paradigm of normalcy. That's what health is. Health is normalcy. And disease is abnormalcy, which means we're not supposed to have a disease, but because we make mistakes in our food choices and what we choose to drink as water and beverages, what we choose to eat as fruits and vegetables, and the quality of the air that we breathe, all of these things impact our cells. See, our cells are so tiny, so small, so tiny, that it's easy for them to become congested with concretion, with sludge, with garbage, with residue. Because here's what happens. Every time we eat food, brother and sister, every time we eat food, there's residue of the food left behind because most people have an enzyme deficit, which means we're not producing enough enzyme to take care of digesting our food, nor do we have enzyme left over for repair and maintenance of the body called ancillary enzyme, digestive enzyme for digesting our food and ancillary enzyme for repair and maintenance. Too many people don't have those enzymes. A person that has an enzyme deficit, not enough enzyme, will be sick. They will not have their health. They'll be sick. And this is how it works. This is so this is what happens when a person does not have an enzyme surplus. Every single day we must produce an enzyme surplus. Without an enzyme surplus, a surplus of enzyme that will be left over after digesting our food. And this is every day. Those enzymes last for 24 hours. We've got to do this process all over again. So we don't have a surplus of enzyme. There'll be no enzyme left over for repair and maintenance. The ancillary enzyme that's needed to repair our body. And our body requires repair and maintenance around the clock. For example, you can go to bed tonight with your health intact and wake up in the morning with a disease. With congestion in the chest, congestion in your throat, mucus in the throat, mucus in the eyes, the bloodshot eyes, all these things can happen to you overnight because the temperature in the air change, the season change, and you have atmosphere pressure could change, and that pressure could be impacting some part of the body. And this is what happens. So we have to be aware of all of these things. So health is all about taking care of the needs of ourselves. It is defined as a reward that the cell bestows on a person who successes at aligning the desire of their mind with the needs of the cell. We take care of them, they'll take care of us. This is how it works. Our body sits on 11 systems, energy power system. Energy, power system, which means that our body operates through force and energy. Force and energy. That's what makes this body operate. How do we get the energy? One of those cellular organelles is called the mitochondria. Within the mitochondria will be the place where energy is produced. That is the mother of energy in the human body, the mitochondria. If the mitochondria are not able to produce energy, then we won't have the electrical energy, the thermal energy, the nuclear energy, the atomic energy, the magnetic energy. We won't have any of those. So it starts out with mitochondria energy from the food that we're eating. That food is metabolized to turn into thermal energy, heat. Heat is very important. So we eat food that deplete our energy level or deplete the heat in us, then we're going in the wrong direction. We'll be going in the wrong direction. Many people eat ice. They put ice in beverages. They eat ice cream. They eat cold food. They eat salads. They don't cook them. Those are raw plants. They eat salad, raw plants, without cooking. All of these things be going in the wrong direction, brother and sister. The wrong direction. And this is what happens. Because no one has educated us or taught us about how we should be eating and selecting our food. How to cook the food scientifically. And also how to live on this planet scientifically. All of these things we must learn in order to be healthy. There's many health rules and there's laws of physics that govern our anatomy and physiology. Laws. Who's educating us about these laws? Who's educating us about these laws? No one. No one at the present time. Well, there's a school called the American School of Symptometry that's doing its best to uncover many things about health and disease and why the person's health is being denied. So we welcome you and thank you for joining us. It is our aim and objective every week on the Signs of Health in You on the IWDM Blog Talk Radio to share in health enlightening information to individuals who are ready to move forward to become disease-free, those people who are committed to modifying their diet, those people who are committed to learn, to continue to learn. This is what we must do, we must continue to learn. We can't have our mind closed to knowledge and information. So we're here to enlighten health-conscious individuals, those who want to have their disease reversed, those people who do not mind putting in the time and the effort to have their disease reversed. So we provide them with guidance on general wellness and cell nourishment. Planet Earth has many paradoxes, many contradictions. This is the land of the opposites. What do we mean by that? We mean that everything comes in pairs. There's an opposite for everything. There's a pair. So this is what we mean by this is the land of the opposite. For example, there are risk and benefit, plus and minus in everything that Mother Nature produces. That Mother Nature produces as benefits and risk. Oftentimes when someone tries to sell us something, they give us all the benefit. And then the risk part of it would be in little small print. You can't hardly see. You got to get the magnifying glass out and take your time and read it. Or you won't know about them. Well, that's how everything is that Mother Nature produced. They have two sides, upside and the downside. If you only be told and educated and informed on the upside, then you use it, then something will happen. You didn't understand the downside of that. This is planet Earth. Everything has an upside and a downside. Now you have to weigh those things, how they affect you, how they affect your body based on the enzyme surplus or enzyme deficit that you might have. Everybody not producing the same enzyme. This is why health is not guaranteed to anyone. This is why health is not guaranteed to anyone. And health is not inherited from our parents, from our grandparents, from our great-grandparents. It's not inherited from them. No, indeed. So we have to work hard, diligent, every single day, brothers and sisters, to be healthy. If we don't do that, health will be denied. Health will be denied. So we have this program to share information, scientifically verifiable information. We share the facts of life here, brother and sister. Scientifically verifiable information that deal with the facts of life. And this is what we share here on this program called The Science of Health and You. The Science of Health and You. And we thank you for joining us tonight. So hopefully before long, Rashid Abdul-Salam, our engineer and host, will be here present with us. But in the meantime, you have Abdul Shaheed, a certified symptometry health coach. Certified. That's very important. I didn't dream up the information that I'm sharing. It's verifiable science, brothers and sisters. Verifiable science. So planet Earth is well known in symptometry as an echo chamber of illusion. Things are not always as they seem. And it is the testing ground. We're sent here to be tested, brothers and sisters. We all know this. We're tested all the time. That's the reason why we're here, to be tested, so we can learn more, learn better, and do better, make better choices and decisions. And life is about making choices. So we ask people to join us every week on the Science of Health in You to learn about these booger traps that cause health to be denied, that cause health to be denied. So brothers and sisters, we're going to be talking about tonight the downside of vinegar. The downside of vinegar. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. And in the meantime, we're also going to be having you to call in and ask questions. Ask questions. So we're just going to have a nice, relaxed family chat, so to speak, a fireside chat about health. So we'll be answering questions that you have for us, and then we'll be talking about the downside of vinegar. I know we all know about vinegar. We all have used vinegar for self-medicating, for doing different things, trying to reverse different symptoms and disease. People say do this with vinegar, do that with vinegar. Use apple cider vinegar, take a spoonful every morning with some water or whatever. Many of us have done all these things. I think I've about done every mistake that you can think about. I've done them already. And none of them work. Not for me. So if you have any questions, we'll be open the line. Just press 1 on your phone. We're going to be taking questions, and I'll be talking all during this, in between the time. No one have questions. We'll be talking. We'll be sharing information. But if you have a question at any point in time, just press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your mic. So we have a nice, relaxed situation where we'll be answering questions, even if you have comments to make about health. Let's keep it on the topic of health, our physical health. We need our physical health, brother and sister. Why do we need our physical health? In order for us to enjoy all of the other health. We need our physical health because our brain is attached to our body, our physical body. Our brain is attached to it. If we have a disease anywhere in our body, brother and sister, that disease is going to become a vortex of negative energy. This is why we must cure our disease. We must reverse the disease. We must give the cells what they need in order for them to do that. They are very well capable of reversing every disease because they have atomic intelligence gifted to them by the Almighty Creator, the Creator of everything. He provides the source of everything to them. They have atomic intelligence, and they're able to figure things out when man can't. All they need are the resources and the nutrients and remove the garbage, the concretion, the blockages that will prevent them from producing all our brain essential, body essential, and cell essential. This is what will be happening when they cannot produce those essentials. Essential means must have. We must have these things. These are enzymes. These are hormones, neurotransmitter, neurochemical, neurons, red blood cells, white blood cells, platelets. All of these things must be produced by our cells. The cells produce everything, but they need our help. They need energy. resources, they need nutrients in order to do it. And when they cannot do it, they will send us a coded language, called symptoms. This is what the symptoms is about. So coded language that will point the trained doctor of symptometry to the source of the disease, the source of the problem. See, we get symptoms because the cell need our help. They're asking us to help them to help us. Well, no one have taught us what symptom really means. We think we have a headache, it's time for us just go take an aspirin and lie down. No, there's something happening. Things just don't happen on their own in the human body. There's a reason, there's a cause, there's an effect. So our cell be sending us signals, warning sign, sometime 10 years, 20 years before the disease occur, to warn us. We always get warning. But what happened, we ignore the warning, or we don't pay any attention to the warning. Or we do something, think we're helping, but we're making matters worse. So our physical health must be a priority because our brain will be affected by every disease. And here's why. Our body is interconnected, it's integrated, interdependent, and interconnected. And blood is the connected tissue that connects everything. Blood must circulate to all of the nooks and crannies, all parts of the body, all nooks and crannies, the membrane, the organs, the glands, everywhere, the crepes, intercellular spaces. Blood must circulate everywhere. If something interferes with that circulation, and we're going to have a problem. The resources and the nutrients are circulating in our blood. But that's not all that's circulating in the person's blood. It's not only the nutrients from the food that we're eating and the resources circulating in the blood, we also have poison circulating in the blood. Where does the poison come from? It comes from the food. It comes from the water. It comes from the air. We're exposed to all of these things. And we live on planet Earth, a very toxic, predatory, and adversary place. Very toxic, predatory, and adversary place. This is what Earth is. We've been taking it for granted, but that's exactly what it is. Many predators, and some of those predators walk on two legs. They walk upright. Nevertheless, they are predators, many of them. And they'll take advantage of any given situation. They'll take advantage of you, take advantage of me, it doesn't matter. Take advantage of your wife, your daughter, your sister, your brother. Doesn't make it any different. They're predators. These predators lurk everywhere. And many of them are mentally challenged. They have poor mental health because their body have symptoms and they're sick. They have diseases. So now the brain has been affected. That's why we must take care of our physical health, brothers and sisters. A disease anywhere in the human body will become a vortex of negativity, negative energy, and sooner or later the brain will be affected. And if we don't cure the disease, it's going to become more and more chronic until the person's life is at stake. This is what's happening. So we're going to talk more about the downside of vinegar. But if you have a question, just press 1 on your phone, and we'll see your hand raised, and then we'll open your mic. You'll be able to ask your question or make a comment, and we'll keep this program going, God willing. And as soon as Brother Rashid appears, then we will have him to come in and tell us about his experience and share some other information with us this evening. That's the format of the program tonight. But right now, you have Abdul Shahid, a certified symptometry health coach, a student at the American School of Symptometry. If you're interested in knowing what symptometry is all about, just give us a call and ask the question. And what's a certified symptomatic health coach. What is it? How do you become that? Just call in and ask the question. What's being taught at the American School of Symptometry? Just call in and ask the question. But in the meantime, we'll be sharing information. This is verifiable information, brothers and sisters. It's not what Brother Abdul Shaheed thinks. I'm not trying to debate with anyone. We're sharing verifiable scientific information. At the American School of Symptometry, we have our own research team. We're in the laboratory all the time, breaking things down, analyzing things, uncovering new discovery, all related to health, so we can do better, become the best possible human being on this planet, make an excellent decision, everything with normalcy, our reflexes, with speed, have an instant recall, continue to improve upon our health. If we have diseases, we can reverse them, working to reverse all of them. Because just like we said, this is a fact of life. A disease anywhere in our body, sooner or later, is going to affect our mental outlook, going to affect our brain, our ability to pay attention, to think, to make excellent decisions. All of those things will be affected. This is why we must cure our disease and not allow someone just to treat the symptoms with drugs or with herbs or with self-medicating. These things will make matters worse. So we have vinegar. Vinegar, what is it? It's pure acetic acid, A-C-E-T-I-C, acid. That's what it is. That is the first stage of producing alcohol and alcoholic beverages. First, you have to produce the acetic acid that comes from fruits and vegetables. And if you don't know or not, there's a bacteria that lives on our skin and on our hair follicles. There's a bacteria. This bacteria is called Propionic Bacterium Acne. That's the name of the bacteria. It's on our skin and hair follicles. And he's there for a reason. Why is he there? This bacteria produces propionic acid to keep our skin at the pH between 3 and 5 in order to keep fungus off of it, in order to kill fungus. That's what the pH of our skin must be, between 3 and 5. If you change the pH of your skin, matter of fact, change the pH of your body anywhere, you're going to have a problem. You're violating the pH rule, even if you didn't know you were violating it. Doesn't matter. Ignorant of the law is no excuse. I'm sure we heard that before. So we have this bacteria on our skin, and these bacteria produces glacial acetic acid. Already just said that vinegar have acetic acid. That's what it is. But this bacteria on our skin, in our hair follicles, produce glacial acetic acid. And what is that doing? This assists us in metabolizing fat, so that only a small number of triglycerides and cholesterol is found in our body. So we need a lot of HDL, good cholesterol, in our skin in order to have healthy skin, in order to metabolize vitamin D from the sun. Let's have good cholesterol. If you don't have good cholesterol, you have bad cholesterol, you won't be able to mitigate vitamin D from the sun. You won't benefit from it. Become a problem for you. A problem for me even. So the glacial acetic acid will assist in metabolizing the fat. Keep our triglyceride at the right level and keep our cholesterol at the right level. Isn't that amazing? The Almighty have not left out anything, brothers and sisters. about how this body is fine-tuned and how we are created to live here, even though this place is predatory, toxic, and adversarial. We are created to live on planet Earth, and we can thrive and survive and all these things here and produce an excellent environment and life for ourselves. But we have to learn some things. We have to become more knowledgeable. And we should be able to not get a disease if we understand where we live, if we understand what we have to do. So that's one thing. So now we mentioned the vinegar, acetic acid, and now we have learned about a bacteria that's on our skin and on our hair follicles to produce glacial acetic, and this glacial acetic acid is all natural and is 100%. All natural and 100% that this bacteria produce. Absolutely amazing. Countless individuals do not have a cholesterol problem or triglyceride problem because they get acetic acid naturally from that bacteria living on the pores of their skin. But if you consume vinegar, which is also acetic acid, and it's derived from a plant, and we are not plants, we are human. Not even animal. We are human. A level above the animal. But we could be classified as animal. But we nevertheless, we are human. So if you drink vinegar or use vinegar or for self-medicating in other places you use vinegar, we're going to talk about the use of vinegar, you will be destroying those bacteria. And you will not have glacial acetic acid to keep your skin healthy. You won't have it. You have all kinds of skin problems, brothers and sisters. And many people do have skin problems. But this bacteria produces 100% pure acetic acid, glacial acetic acid. It is so pure and concentrated that the propionic bacterium acne can only produce a small amount of it every 3 days. That's all it has to do. Produce a small amount. It's so concentrated and small amount every 3 days will be sufficient for us to have healthy skin. When we use vinegar, we'll be destroying those bacteria and also interfering with the smooth balance of our skin. The pores of our skin, and we have many skin problems. If these bacteria that live on our skin pores cannot produce acetic acid because the person has been consuming vinegar, they will cause acne, face flushing, acne, rosacea, cystic acne, sweating on the forehead, sweating on the back, hot flashes. People, the sisters have hot flashes during menopause. Well, this is where it's coming from, brothers and sisters. This is the root cause. They use vinegar. Hot flashes are worse in vinegar consumers, those people who consume vinegar, self-medicating with vinegar. And your doctor would never tell you this. They're not taught or trained in this regard. They're taught to prescribe drugs and do surgery. That's how they make their money. So that's what they do. They stay in their lane. That's purpose for them. And that's purpose for us. And we're licensed to do what we're doing too. So vinegar compromises what the vinegar is composed of, brother, 4 to 18% acetic acid. Now, this bacteria produce 100% glacial acetic acid. But vinegar is composed of 4 to 18% acetic acid. It is not glacial acetic acid, which is 100% of acetic acid. Hence the difference between our body, what our body produce, what our body produces, and plants and what plants produces. There's a difference. People want to pigeonhole a human being as a vegan, a vegetarian, a plant eater, and all these different things. You'll be making a big mistake. We are not plants, brother and sister. Even though we need some things from plant, we need their nutrients and their amino acids, their trace minerals, those are the things that we need from them. We don't need their poison. We don't need their cellulose and many other things that they produce that we don't need. And this is where the science comes in. This is where the science comes in. So, brothers and sisters, if you have a question as we talk and share this information, please feel free to press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your mic. We'll take a moment to answer your question or allow you to make a comment at any point in time. So we can do both at the same time. We can ask questions, make comments, and then we can also share information. So we're having a family fireside chat, so-called, tonight. Real relaxed, not trying to make it complicated. So if you have any questions, just feel free to press 1 on your phone. In the meantime, we'll continue to talk about vinegar. Here's the thing we have to be warned about, brothers and sisters. Here's the thing that we have to be warned about. Plant enzymes are not for human. I don't care what people tell you. The plant enzyme is for the plant. Our cells must produce our enzyme. That is the first essential that they must produce. They produce human enzymes. For us, our cell has to produce them, and we give them the nutrients and the resources to do it. That is the first essential must-have. Essential means thing that must be present, and the cell must produce them. We can't go to the health food store and buy these things. Oh, they'll sell you these things. They'll sell you enzymes from plants and take all your money. You'd be wasting your money. They'll sell you supplements at the health food store, at the drug store. They sell you all these things. And most of them are derived from plants, and they don't work. And many of us got cabinets in our kitchen full of these things. Herbs, same thing. Cabinets full of herbs. Cabinets full of supplements. Calcium, zinc, iron, vitamins. My cabinet was full, too. And I still had my symptoms and disease, still stuck with them. And I took them religiously. I paid attention. I did what the labels would do. I did all that. But nevertheless, I was still stuck with my disease, brothers and sisters. That's the idea, because these things do not cure any disease. They don't do it. The Almighty has placed everything already inside of each and every one of us to cure every disease. We just have to understand how these things function and how they work and what our role is. This is what health is all about, explaining what our role is and what we have to do to provide for the cells and how to protect them, not ignore them, not neglect them. We have to protect our DNA, brothers and sisters. If we don't protect our own DNA, who's going to do it for us? Who do you think is going to protect it? Your doctor? He's responsible for protecting his own DNA. He's not responsible for taking care of yours. And he's not trying to give you advice. He just do what he does. That's it. He do what he get paid to do, prescribe drugs and do surgery. He's not there to give you advice. You don't have time. You're going to the next person. I'm just making it clear, brothers and sisters. I mean, we can debate about it and all that, but I'm just making it clear. This is what they do. They do not go to the source of the disease. They leave the source of the disease in the person. And because of the source being left in the person's disease will become more and more chronic until their life is at stake. At some point in time, that doctor is going to say, well, we've done all we can do. Here's a number to hospice. You can go in an institution, or you can have it at home. Either way, we've done all we can do, can't do anything else. because they've reached their limit. Because they're dealing with the symptoms. Symptoms, not the disease. It's the indication that things have gotten away from normalcy. That's what the symptoms mean. And it's your responsibility, my responsibility, to put everything back to normalcy. And if we don't do it, our life would be at stake. That's how simple we can make it. Can't make it any simpler than that. And so it is the internet that have all these perverts trying to give us misinformation, brothers and sisters, that concoct bogus experimentation on rats to show that vinegar lowered blood pressure and cholesterol and triglycerides in rats. But are we rats? Already explained who we are. Already explained it. We're not plants and we're not animals. We're human. Just because you can get something that to respond to treatment of vinegar, a rat, doesn't mean you won't get the same treatment in a human. And there's no way, brothers and sisters, come on, we got to start thinking here. You can't equate a rat to a human. Every call you got some substance that they were able to respond to, and you think that's going to work in a human? Okay, you keep falling for that. Keep falling for the okey-doke, because that's what's happening to us. That's what's happening. Brothers and sisters, we have a hand raised. We're going to it. 314-833, your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum to you, Instructor Abdul Shaheed, and to your very distinguished esteemed radio listening audience there at IWDM Radio. Mark Shaheed from the STL, the Gateway City of St. Louis, and the Show Me State of Missouri. I want to say first and foremost, alhamdulillah, and for those who don't know what that means, it means that all the praise and all the thanks belongs to God, the Creator, you know, the Creator. And I'm enjoying this information, and you're bringing it so clearly and making it so simplistic that, you know, it's just going to put something on your mind to really, really, really think.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the last statements that you just made, you know, the experimentation has been done a long time in this country. And I can't think of any other creation that has been done more on experimentation in terms of rodents. Rats are rodents.
Absolutely.
They're actually a rodent. They're a member of the rodent family. And
mm-hmm.
so what they have to eat to survive should be common sense to us, that we shouldn't be eating those things. And neither can they even provide a sample size in terms of how they experiment with them and their
Absolutely.
Reaction, their reaction to the things that they give. You know, if the concept of what optimal health really is and what wellness really is, it would disturb the whole economy here in
yes.
In America, it would, as you so eloquently articulated, that when they go to school, they go to school for treating
mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
symptoms. They go to school in terms of pharmaceutical drugs and surgery. It's either or. It's either or. Don't bring up anything else outside of that. Because they're not going to endorse it. And actually, you know, this is how they make their money, you know,
Absolutely.
As you said before. But this is the truth. It's not designed here in this country to keep you a healthy human being. And so they make their money when you're unhealthy and
mm-hmm.
when you're ignorant. When you're ignorant, when you, and I'm using ignorant like don't know. You just don't know.
Exactly.
And even worse than that, that you've lost the desire to want to know, you know,
exactly.
to want to know, or to want to just even lend an ear in listening to that which will ultimately release you from the bondage that you're in this country. You know, they began to work on you very early on in life, you know, Instructor Shahid.
Absolutely.
Introducing, you know, the parents began to introduce to the children, you know, unhealthy foods immediately, you see, so that they began to have a taste, a craving for those things. I mean, just, you know, and actually this is an upgrade in terms of those foods that we actually thought at one time was really healthy.
Absolutely.
But, you know, but just through the science, the observation and all of that, many of these things in terms of how they've grown, what's put on them, what's not allowed, but the FDA, you understand, Food Drug Administration, that's what it stands for. They're the ones that sanction many of these foods that they know that's unhealthy, even tobacco products. They make a deal. They cut a deal with them. I mean, this is no secret that they cut a deal to allow them to sell things that even produce cancer. And the thing is, how do you think they find this out? Do science. But, you know, even tobacco products, Instructor Abdul Shahid, there was a deal that was cut. People don't know and realize that. It says, look, here in this country, you can actually sell something. The only thing, anything that could be harmful, as long as you put warning on the packages of tobacco products, that the Surgeon General has come to the conclusion, this is scientifically done, that this caused cancer. Now, you know, at one time the language was may cause, but I think that even then they knew, but then too many suits that were going against them in that regard, so they had to tell the truth. And still, I don't think the sales of tobacco have even gone down. So in this country, it allows you to sell something that they know. They know the truth in that regard. I don't contribute any type of money or donations to cancer research because they've already discovered that years and years ago, but they won't let the general public know about these things. And they're in the lab, and they're discovering these things, but they're withholding the information of the truth. It kind of reminds me of what God says in the Quran. They cover the truth with their hands while they know. They know this, but they're not going to expose this because it doesn't profit them. You see, it doesn't. It has to profit. It has to profit them. Anything that they can get and use to profit themselves, disregarding the health of the American public. I just wanted to say that, but I also wanted to say how much I really appreciate the information and the education, you know. And we're only going to get the benefits through the application this. And we should be trying to share this information as many people as we can, starting with our own families, friends, colleagues, neighbors, community members, just human beings just like ourselves. Because we should be, as Fannie Lou Hamer used to say, we should be sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I'm saying that literally and figuratively. She said, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. There's two things, sick and tired. You know, so obviously what people are eating today, Instructor Abdul Shahid, they are actually literally and figuratively becoming sick and tired. and they should be sick and tired of being sick and tired. So now the question becomes, what are we going to do about it?
What are you willing to do
about
it?
And as you say, and you know, one of the wonderful things that I hear you saying, that the Creator has given us everything that we need, and then there's a mastermind that wants to sell us on the idea that we have to purchase these things, you know, when all you have to do is just get the right information to avoid the deformation that you bring about in your life only because of the ignorance that's displayed. When I say ignorance, I'm meaning that you don't know. And oftentimes in that word ignorance is that we just choose to ignore. It's not even an innocent type. You know, children don't know. They have to be taught, but they know they don't know. But many of us, we don't know. But even worse than that, we don't want to know. I'll stop there. I think I said, give my little 2 cent worth, but, you know, I really appreciate this information because it's very few that actually are going to give up the information to give the right formation for our lives, you know.
Absolutely.
And the Creator has put that this is a system of knowledge, a body of knowledge that's in the creation.
That's right.
Has to be done is just study it, and it will reveal to you and give to you what it is that you need to know, what it is that you need to eat, what it is you don't need to eat, what it is you need to have, what it is that you don't need to have to maintain a real, true pH balance, as Allah has given that in the whole of the creation, the whole of the ecology, the same thing with the human body and the various systems that comprise the holistic human being. I'll stop there.
Just want to let you know that
tune in and listening and just showing appreciation for the information and the consistency and diligence on your part. Thank you so much, my brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. Thank you so very much for sharing with us this evening. And that's excellent commentary on what we're talking about tonight. And we have the ability to learn all of these things that we need to learn, even though science has uncovered these things. And there's more things to uncover, to be uncovered. And this is how we do it. This is how we correct our mistakes of the past, mistakes of our parents, our grandparents, mistakes of our teachers and professors. That's why we are here now. It's our turn now to prove that, well, we can add to these genes so the next coming generation will have more information at their disposal. And that's why we have to correct our disease, brothers and sisters. You have a disease, let's cure it. And then we're able to take it out of the gene pool. Can you imagine? If we all become disease-free, the disease that we end up curing about on our own from abiding by the laws, from abiding by the rules, we can remove these diseases right out of the gene pool where we're not susceptible to all of these things. Right now, because of our experience in this country, what happened to us, we're susceptible to all diseases. And that's why we're at the top of the totem pole, so to speak, when it comes to sickness and disease. We're at the very top. But we are able to change that by getting the knowledge we need and begin to implement and make the necessary changes to our diet, to our lifestyle. And this is what we must do. And then we can remove those diseases from the gene pool so we don't pass them on. That's what happens each time we cure one of our own. We remove it from the lineage, our own lineage. The people following us, coming after us, will not be predisposed to them. So right now, the gene will have a predisposition to the disease that we pass on. We don't have to keep passing those disease on, having a person to be predisposed to certain diseases. We can stop it with us by learning, by correcting the mistakes, So we certainly appreciate our brother, Imam Mark Shaheed, for sharing with us tonight. And if he wants to, press 1 again, and he can make other comments as we make progress and move forward. So, brothers and sisters, if you have a question or a comment to make, just press 1 on your phone. We'll recognize you and bring you into the queue so you'll be able to make your comment or ask a question. This is the science of health and you. Very important. The science of health and you. Healing is a science, brothers and sisters. It's a science. American School of Symptomology has broken it down to a science. Every disease is because of a fragmented DNA. Fragmented DNA is the root cause of every disease. But what fragmented the DNA? And these are the things that we're speaking of right now, the mistakes that we make, food that we're consuming, the air we're breathing, the water we're drinking. We're not paying attention. So the DNA becomes fragmented. That means the cell will not have the instruction to produce or encode protein. And we're all about protein, brothers and sisters. The cell must encode protein for us to have all of the essentials that's needed to keep us on a paradigm of normalcy, healthy. That's what normalcy is. That's what health is. Normalcy. And the disease is just the reverse. Abnormalcy in the organ, in the tissue, in the lymphatic system, in the blood, in the Krebs, in the membrane, somewhere in the body. That's the first thing about a disease is abnormalcy, which means we're not supposed to have one. It's abnormal for us to have a disease. So health is what? Normalcy. Health came first, brothers and sisters. Before that was disease. That was health. And most of us had it. Now we have disease. What happened? We made mistakes. So we have a question or a hand raised for a comment to make. 111-111. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam, Sister Amina. How you doing?
How are you, sir? You know, I just finished my dinner, and I was just only going to listen tonight, but I
was
compelled to call at what you were saying, our brother to call. And it reminded me of something that recently just happened that some in the public may not know about, you know, as far as information and science.
Yes.
You know, we have such a thing as junk science that has been presented to the public as well. And
yes.
Then we have those that censor these same agencies that are supposed to protect the public's health and, you know, well-being. And you know, we see that we can't really count on them anymore. Because they've blocked and censored access to what's really going on from the alternative choices that we have in the public, and they're being sued for, you know, really deliberately putting misinformation out to the public. That reminds me of how I don't know if it's Quran or Hadith or whatever that talks about, you know, the truth being brought out. The truth is what is it? Knocks the brains out of falsehood or something like that.
Yeah.
And what has happened is that our own government that we're supposed to be protected by has been in partnership with all these media outlets, Google and all the rest of these conglomerates, you know, to censor information that the public has a right to know about and have from credible scientists, doctors, and practitioners. And it went all the way up to the Supreme Court. And I just got the one of the latest weekly newsletter alerts to my email today about the fact that you know, the Supreme Court case was one where our own president does not have a right to block people's religious exemptions, doesn't have a right to fire people who refuse to take that poison. They've been hiding the fact that there are, in fact, have been people that have been injured. Children and adults have been injured by these really, they're bioweapons, but, you know, they're marketed as is for your common good, and let's fearmonger everyone. And they're ramping it up again, by the way. And then the other thing is trying to coerce people to take these flu shots. You know, they've put the so-called shots, different ones, DTaP and MMR and, you know, different other ones inside the COVID shot to make people take it and try to bring about, you know, where people have to, if they don't take it, go into quarantine camps. That's illegal. You can't do that. We're not in a dictatorship. We're supposed to be in a democracy republic/republic. You know, but the it said Biden, and I know it was in the state of Missouri where the Supreme Court struck down the fact that they can't do that. They can't make people deny their medical rights. They can't do that, but they were trying to. This our own government, our own government. So the truth is coming out. You know, and nobody can say it was fear-mongering. I mean, it was conspiracy theories anymore, because even mainstream media has been forced to tell the truth about what lies and manipulations they have been putting forth to the public to scare everybody into taking these shots. It's all coming out. It's coming unraveled. Their lies and manipulations and their bullying. There's been a lot of bullying that has gone on of doctors and nurses and practitioners themselves. And there are doctors and nurses that are suing hospitals all across the country for illegally firing them because they refused that jab. And they have to give them back pay. And also in the state of New York, there's other states too, but I just saw in the state of New York, they're reinstating several teachers that were fired for not taking the COVID jab, and they have to give them back pay from all that time that they fired them, illegally fired them. So truth still wins out, no matter how much and who tries to block it, censor it, lie about it, and everything else. So I just wanted to say that. Salamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum salam. Thank you so very much, Sister Mia. So anyone else have a comment to make or question? Just press 1 on your phone, and we'll mute your mic. We'll open your mic. Just press 1 on your phone. We'll open your mic. Otherwise, we'll keep sharing information about vinegar, the downside of vinegar. This is very important information, brothers and sisters, that we all need to know about, and we all need to know about. So we have a lot of misinformation that coming from the internet. And these things we have to be looking out for. And we were talking about the rats and the pests and the experimentation. These things are not necessarily based in the truth. They're not necessarily the facts. When you compare that information to human, rats are not human. It's a bad habit to consume vinegar, brothers and sisters. Really, this is enough that you need to know. It's a very bad habit. Vinegar should not be consumed, should not be inhaled, should not be using it to self-medicate yourself, which often stems from miseducation that facilitates the implantation of toxic matter, carcinogen, and tumor agent in human tissue. This is what vinegar allows to happen. If you use vinegar, you are setting yourself up for cancer, for tumors, and toxic matter in your body. And you're not going to get this information from anyone else, brother and sister. That's a shame, but I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the facts. These are the facts. You're not going to hear it from anyone else. It is because we're students of American School of Cytometry that we now have the facts. They are facts of life, and they're lies. So what we're sharing is the facts. If a person have cancer and they consume vinegar, you're going to cause the cancer to metastasize and spread throughout the body. And you've heard it here. You've heard it here. If you have tumors, it will facilitate in the tumors to grow. Brother and sister, we're dealing with people in that situation right now. First question we ask them, are you using vinegar? It's very problematic. There's toxic matter in vinegar. Vinegar facilitates the cells to produce carcinogen. Toxic matter become embedded within the cells and is a toxic matter if the cells are not ionized to open up the cell membrane. There'll be no way for the toxic matter to be released from the cells. If the cell membrane become calcified, no oxygen will be able to get into them. This is why this is a perfect condition for the neuroplastic enzyme called cancer to spontaneous come into existence because the conditions are favorable inside the cell. The cell membrane, the plasma membrane, must always remain permeable so nutrients and resources can enter the cell and toxic and waste can be released from the cell. This is all you need to know, brothers and sisters. Cancer come into existence because of lack of oxygen. How simple can it be? That's a fact of life. The cell is the unit of life. And life revolves around DNA. This is enough for you to know. If the DNA becomes fragmented, you're going to have a disease. No ifs, no ands, no buts, no discussion. I'm sharing with you very high, elevated knowledge that's not available for the common person. But you're hearing it. And what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do about it? We have the ability to open the cell membrane up with subatomic particles that were started to be used in the 1700s. And here we're in the 2023, and you don't know anything about particulates. Absolutely nothing. And they've been around ever since the 1700s. And that is the first step towards reversing every disease. No ifs, no ands, no buts, facts of life. So I'm explaining to you how vinegar makes tumor grow, causes lesion, flushing, cancer, elevated PSA in men, and make cancer to metastasize. That means to spread. What else is there to talk about? If anyone shares some information like this to me about vinegar, you think I'm going to keep trying to use it? And here's another fact, brother and sister. Listen carefully. Cancer can be in the person, but that person does not consume vinegar and does not have toxic matter cancer would stay put and would never kill the person. Do I need to repeat that? Is that worth repeating? Do I need to repeat that? I'm going to repeat it. If cancer is in a person, but if that person does not consume vinegar and does not have toxic matter, cancer will stay put and will never kill the person. Now, you are privileged to some information that most of the world have never heard. Now you have it. What are you going to do with it? You going to keep it to yourself? Or are you going to share it with your friends, your relatives, your associates, other people who need to hear this information? This is a fact about cancer that people are not aware of. Vinegar is known for making PSA, prostate-specific antigen, recur even after the person, the man's prostate, have been surgically removed. After the prostate has been surgically removed, the person consumed vinegar, the PSA will still start going up, up, and up. And your doctor or his doctor would not have a clue what's causing it, the source of it. They would never have a clue. We're not trying to frighten anyone. We're trying to wake people up, brother and sister. That's what we're trying to do. I see Sister Amina has her hand back up, so we're going to go there to her. Yes, yeah, Sister Amina. Assalamu alaikum. You have another question?
Assalamu alaikum.
Did I shake something inside of you?
No, you know, I there was something else I meant to mention that
okay.
might help. I know that is happening on a national level and you know, that affects a certain segment of the population, and that is the health information newsletters that I receive, and this is direct news. This is not this, like they said, we won't hear about this on mainstream media because they censor, you know, we're not going to hear about what's going on because really they're part of the campaign to keep the public misinformed or, you know, uninformed on what's really going on. But, you know, there's a targeting of pregnant women to get these shots. And they've been told by their doctors and the CDC, World Health Organization, and there's efforts to try to get rid of the World Health Organization because all they're doing is, you know, they have a history of experimenting on certain segments of the population. They have a bad track record. It's a lot in overseas countries and here. But anyway, that's a whole nother issue, but
yeah.
I just want to put it out there, and I'm not trying to frighten anybody. I am not. People can go on the World Health Organization, the CDC websites themselves, and also CHD. CHD TV is an independent news and health information website that is credible, that have been calling the makers of these vaccines to task and blowing the whistle on these makers of these of vaccines, and that's the pharmaceuticals. There's hundreds of pharmaceuticals out here in this country, and most of them, I hate to say it, you just have to tell the truth, you know, it's owned by white men. So that tells you right there. because most of these people are eugenics. And what eugenics is, they want population control. So I don't need to say any more. Population control. But what they've done is they put this out that pregnant women have to get a lot of these dangerous shots, and some of the babies have been, it's caused problems. So we need to be aware, and people are blowing the whistle, and some of the people that have survived or been injured, or their babies or children have been injured, and they survived it, but they may have autism now. They may have some other defect now. You know, they're coming out and telling people, please do your research. Do your research, because what we are getting is not the same information that was given decades ago as far as these shots. They're not the same. They're really experimenting. So nobody should be getting shots during pregnancy, but they're pushing that. So the public needs to know that, and it's coming out. So I just wanted to say that. Look on the sites, and you will see for yourself. They say everything's safe and effective when it really is not. Salamu alaikum.
Well, like I said, I certainly appreciate you sharing, Sister Amina. Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. So if you have a question or a comment to make, just press 1 on your phone and we'll recognize you and bring you into the queue to make your comment or to ask your question. And in the meantime, we're going to continue. And thank you so very much for joining us this evening on the Science of Health and You on IWDM Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so very much. So what we were stating earlier, that cancer can be in the person. But if the person does not consume vinegar and does not have toxic metal, the cancer will stay put and it will never kill the person. That's something that we all should know. And if the person, a man, has had his prostate surgically removed and he's consuming vinegar, the person's PSA will start back becoming elevated again. And the doctor be scratching their head trying to figure out where this elevation coming from. It also makes tumor grow back after they have been surgically removed. These are facts, brothers and sisters, I'm sharing. These are facts that we're sharing on the program, The Science of Health and You, tonight. And you need to be privileged to this information. Symptometry, the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cell. It is the cell support system. It is the DNA support system that we all can use. So symptometry is strongly recommend that a person who has a tumor, who has cancer, who has nodule, who have carcinoids, or lesion, or elevated PSA, should avoid all food or items that have vinegar in it. And we're going to name a few of them. Avoid these items that have vinegar in it if you fit that category. You have tumor, you have cancer, you have nodules, you have carcinoids, you have lesion, elevated PSA, any of these issues, you should avoid vinegar items that have vinegar in it, like vinaigrette for your salads. And you shouldn't be eating salads in the first place. Eating raw plants is very problematic in the form of salad, in the form of smoothie, in the form of juicing. very, very problematic for the person that consumed these things. Vinaigrette, avoid it. Marinades. You know, you can prepare a marinade without eggs. And sometimes they recommend, used to recommend to marinate without egg components because eggs are hazards for your health. But you cannot prepare a marinade without vinegar because it is the vinegar that keeps it from becoming poisonous or you becoming sick from food poisoning. That's why the vinegar is in marinade. So now you know, and now you should avoid marinade because it has vinegar if you fit the category we just mentioned. Horseradish, brown mustard, yellow mustard, salad dressing, marinade, fruits and vegetables preserved in vinegar. Avoid them. Ketchup, all these condiments. Read the label, and you'll find vinegar in all of them, just about. Oak. People consume oatmeal. Well, there's acetic acid, ions, or acetic acid that's in oatmeal. And then oatmeal going to ferment in our body, and then you're going to have acetic acid everywhere. And there's a connection between eating oatmeal and polyps in the colon, polyps in the lungs, polyps in the eye, polyps in the nose, polyps in the palate, polyps in the urine, and on and on and on. And these polyps will be growing if you continue to eat oatmeal. Oatmeal has alkaloids called beta-glucan. An alkaloid that's in oatmeal. That means it's heat resistant. You can cook the oatmeal, but the alkaloid will still be present because it is heat resistant. And you're going to be affected by it if you don't avoid it. So the seller of oatmeal is not going to be bringing this to your attention because that's what they do. They sell oatmeal. They might not even know that. Anything about beta-glucan, who knows? But anyway, oatmeal cookies, should have bought them. Eating oatmeal every day, you're going to have that colon screening, colonoscopy. They find polyps. You already taking a nap during this process, and they're going to snip them off and all that. And they may be cancer, they may be benign, you don't know. So avoid oatmeal, brothers and sisters. That's what we're saying here. You don't need it. You can do without it. Be much better off. Certain fruits also are found to have acetic acid in them. Many fruits, brothers and sisters. Avoid these things. Avoid these things. And here's some use of vinegar, what people use vinegar for in the household. People use vinegar for conditioning their hair. The application of vinegar to the scalp hair is not recommended for individuals who have ulcer or cysts on their scalp. Individuals cannot comb their hair because it's too painful. And individuals who suffer from hydrocephalus, fluid on the brain, should avoid vinegar. Must avoid it. Some people use vinegar to refresh their clothes, their workout clothes. Rather than refresh them, just wash them. Don't use vinegar. Because if you inhale it, you're going to be making matters worse for yourself, especially in your lungs. Sarcoidosis in the lungs. Nodules growing in your lungs for breathing vinegar. Do not inhale vinegar, brother and sister. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. We know we made mistakes in the past, and we might have gotten away with that. But we're aging now, and the least little thing will topple our health. Don't make these mistakes. repel ants. But if you use it and you spray them, leave the area for about 30 minutes so you don't be worried about inhaling the vinegar. Oxygen will oxidize the vinegar in about 30 minutes. Oxygen will oxidize the vinegar in about 30 minutes. So do not inhale the vinegar. We're emphasizing this. You'll be damaging your lungs if you do. And many of us have already done that. We have reduced lung capacity. Then you're going to have a breathing issue. Then you're going to be implantating carcinogens in your lungs. Suckard in the lung, tumors or nodule in the lung. And these things can also occur in your stomach and in your thyroid gland as well. Vinegar is sometimes used for cleaning our blinds on our windows, but don't inhale it. Unclogging the drain. People use vinegar for unclogging the drain. For killing weeds around your house. Getting rid of bad odor in the kitchen, in the living room, in the bedroom, and other places. But don't inhale it. If you ever go to the beach and you get stung by a jellyfish, people use vinegar. Mm-hmm. To reduce that sting, that pain, you use vinegar. That may be good. It may work. But in every insect bite, in every sting, bee sting, honey sting, halogen in the sting, in the bite. Halogen is a mineral salt. And that mineral salt will continue to circulate in your blood until it's ionized away, causing problems for you. Causing problems. Even mosquito bites have halogen mineral salts that will make problems for you. Eventually, it will make problems for your heart. These things have to be ionized out of our blood with subatomic particle called particulates. To remove the halogen mineral salt, there's more anion, the cations, more negative charges than positive charges. These are things that the average person just do not know. So people use vinegar to eliminate bacteria from their fruits and vegetables. But there are microbes that vinegar will have no reaction to the vinegar. They can exist in acidic environment. Then what you going to do? This is when you need to use iodine salt solution and soak them for 8 to 10 minutes, your fruits and vegetables, in iodine salt solution. It's a better alternative. It's a better alternative. So, brothers and sisters, if you have a question, just press 1 on your phone. If you have a comment to make, just press 1 on your phone. We're more than happy to allow you to ask your question or make your comment. Also, pain and inflammation come to vinegar. Treatment discovery continues to show that the ions of vinegar, acetic acid, eliminates the natural body pain killers. Our body has the best painkiller in the universe, brother and sister. It's called Substance P, encapsulating endorphin. Our own cell produce them. In many cases, we prevent ourselves from producing them. We block ourselves from producing these pain mitigators. They're called neurotransmitters as well because of what we're eating and consuming and what we're exposing ourselves to. And the use of vinegar will also eliminate cortisol and make it extremely difficult, if not impossible, for ribosomal RNA to replace the cortisol and the natural painkiller that was eliminated from using vinegar. That'll make it more difficult to replace them as well. And this explains why many people have long history of aches and pain. and they will continue to have these aches and pains. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can begin to produce these natural painkillers. Ionize your blood. Ionize the cells to open them up, to open up the plasma membrane and nourish them properly. And our own cell began to produce the neurotransmitter, substance P, encapsulating, endorphin. This is how it works, brothers and sisters. And those neurotransmitter pain mitigators must be able to circulate to the area where the person is having aches and pain. Must be able to get cortisol to remove inflammation to those areas. And there are blockages in those areas. Well, the pain reliever won't get there. It'll be blocked. Just like the word said, blockages. And here's a big one you must avoid doing. If you consume vinegar and at the same time you consume citrus fruits, and citrus fruits are the following fruits I'm getting ready to name: apples, oranges, peaches, pears, lime, lemon, grapes, strawberry, cherry. These are citrus fruits, brothers and sisters. You consume vinegar, and at the same time you consume citrus acid, you have a double whammy. You begin to destroy the cartilage throughout the body, in your knee, in your joints. Your ligament will be compromised. Your tendon will be compromised. Because you're consuming both vinegar, acetic acid, and you're also consuming citrus acid and citrus fruits, you will destroy your cartilage. No wonder so many people need a knee replacement and hip replacement, all these things, because that's what they're doing, brother and sister. They self-medicated with vinegar, and they're consuming citrus fruits, oranges. They drink orange juice. They drink apple juice. They make lemonade. Citrus fruits will chelate calcium from being integrated within the cells. Calcium is very important, brothers and sisters. It has the force for the cell to use for cell division. If no cell is dividing, no way you will have brain essentials, body essentials, and cell essentials. You won't be able to produce them because you won't have cell division. You won't have the force for the cell to even divide. If there's no cell division, there's no cell to produce these essentials. So you won't have them. So your body, day by day, will be breaking down, collapsing, because nothing will be renewed. You can't renew anything in our body without the cells, the body, and producing essentials. You'll be blocking them from doing it. The liver won't be able to produce or pull the resources together to produce somatostatin, which is used to produce fresh cartilage for the knee, for the hip, for the elbow, for your spine. Your whole frame would begin to collapse, brother and sister. We're explaining what happened to people as they age. Why we have to have a walker, wheelchair, or cane. Our cartilage is deteriorating. What's making it happen like that? What the person is doing, what the person is consuming. If you put those two acids together, well, you'll be speeding up the collapse of your collagenic fiber. Citrus acid and vinegar, acetic acid, combined. Don't take this information lightly, brothers and sisters. Don't take it lightly. Just because it's Abdul Shaheed, they're sharing it. Don't take it lightly. Take it very seriously. That is, if you want to be healthy, if you want your health back, and you want to be empowered to have your health back so you can cure all your diseases and begin to make better mistakes. I mean, begin to make better choices, rather. To begin to make better choices. Because if our brain is not nourished and it's impoverished, no way we're going to make better choices We'll keep making mistakes and keep making mistakes, and we'll be stuck right where we are. That's what will be happening. People have no cartilage in their knee, no cartilage in their hip, and others have herniated this, and they wonder what happened. Why do they have these joint diseases? They should stop wondering now. Now you have the facts. You don't have to wonder anymore. They should know what it takes to live on this planet. We should all now know what it takes to live on this planet. And we were created to live here. We have everything it takes to live here. But if we don't abide by the rules and be in compliance with the laws, then our health will be denied. Health will be denied. But it's right at our fingertips. We can be empowered to make much better decisions. We have to keep an open mind and learn some things. So we have to be careful about the misinformation that we find and read on the Internet. There's no peer review of those things. And most time it's just something to get you to buy something. And some people just do it just the heck of it, get people to do those crazy things. That's what they're there for. The takeaway from this program tonight, brothers and sisters, is vinegar is a monster. Don't use it. Avoid using it. If it does not cause cartilage deterioration, pain, and inflammation now, it won't be long before it will be causing cartilage deterioration in you, pain, and inflammation in the not-too-distant future. So I hope you take this advice and follow it. So if anyone has any questions, just press 1 on your phone and we'll open your mic. We have the surgery. They do hip replacement. They do knee replacement. They do all of these replacement, brothers and sisters. This is how they make their money. Why in the world should they warn you or warn any person about the downside of vinegar when this is how they make their money? The more people that stay uninformed, the more people that stay misinformed, the more people that stay miseducated, and the more people that stay ignorant, the better off these surgeons and these physicians would be financially. This is not their fault. We can't blame them. Because the people are ignorant. We all know who to blame. Because the information is available for anyone to make use of it, to be empowered to make better choices, better decisions for yourself, for your family, and for future generations. They're not even born yet. It's up to us to do it, brothers and sisters, no one else. To self-medicate and not speaking with a trained professional like a symptometry, a doctor of symptometry. Self-medicated, leave the disease in the person's body and make the disease change contour. Once you start trying to do something to self-medicate, it's not going away. You're going to change contour, which means it's going to get worse. You're making matters worse. Don't go to the health food store and buy these things. Things must be properly combined with valence in mind. If you don't combine them properly and you consume them and you're consuming the wrong atoms, the wrong elements, these things will combine with other atoms and elements inside of our body. That's biochemistry. It will be taking place 24/7 inside of you. You eat one thing, and it combined with something, then you have something else in your body floating around altogether different. That's what happens. Things continue to combine inside our body even after eating things, eating these things. Even after eating and consuming different atoms, everything is made of atoms. And they have a way of combining. That's why we got to be careful with what we consume. That's the number one reason why people have diseases, consumption. Number one way to get a disease, through consumption. Other, exposure, and accident. But mostly, we get diseases because of what we're consuming, consumption. So, brothers and sisters, we hope we share some information with you that you can benefit from starting tonight, right now. And what we're going to do right now is share some optimal health tips. But I see a hand raised. We're going to go to that hand. 314-337, your mic is open.
Now, where are you going?
Well, like I said, I thought that was you, Brother Rashid.
I've been listening to you on the runway. I couldn't talk.
I understand. Hey, we understand too.
Yeah. Hey.
We just shared the information about optimal health.
All I can do is say, don't fly United Airlines. That's all I can say. No,
you already know what the deal is. You already know what the deal is.
That's it. I was just listening for probably the last 35, 40 minutes. You know, I just couldn't push one. I just had to continue allowing, you to share the information that is so pertinent and so powerful. When you start talking about mustard and mayonnaise, man, I got to push one and say, $100 million. Because our children.
Yes, we're using all of these things.
Yes, man, I tell you, it's a shame that, you know, this is the beautiful part about this show, ladies and gentlemen who are on the line, and there's no way possible you can continue listening to this without bringing your family members on the line, especially our children.
Absolutely.
If they only knew what they were doing and how it affects them, it'll make a major difference in our lives. You know, y'all all know me that I'm always talking about our children and our grandchildren. How can you say children are our future when you don't even know how to take them into the future because of lack of information? I think I heard Mark talk about ignorance, ignoring the truth. Ignoring the truth. You know, that's going to be on you. You're going to have to answer to somebody for that. You may answer by, you know, that with the behavior in your children, the criminals that you create because of the inability for them to think properly and function properly. There's so many mechanisms that this show brings to light. And I just want to say, stay tuned, keep informed, continue. But more importantly, share this information. There is no way possible you can hear this thing on vinegar and hold that to yourself. You just can't do it. You know, especially our older generation and all those honey and apple cider vinegar is going to do a particular thing for them. And at the same time, we're talking about pickles. You can go on and on and on about what vinegar is in. And once we find these things, say, wait a minute. You know, I don't know that I don't know. And that's enough for me right there. When I don't know something, I stop. I do the research, and we encourage all those who are on the line to continue listening to The Science of Health and You. We will expand this educational information. It's imperative that we expand and take it to our young people, take it to our schools, take it to our colleges and our universities. We need to hear this information about the sickness that we are creating in our own cells by the food that we consume. I just want to say that. I'm going to let you finish this up. I'm ready to go study right now. You know, I don't know how to feel. My God, it's been beautiful. Thank you so much, brother, for taking the time out to take my place, and I'm here. So I'm back, and inshallah, we'll be able to
welcome back.
Yes, sir.
Yes, welcome back. It's good to have you back.
Alhamdulillah.
We thank you. We thank you for sharing that information and making those comments. We certainly appreciate it. And we're going to continue to do what we do. And brother and sister, we hope you've been paying attention, and we hope you've been listening. And of course, you can have the recording. If Brother Rashid sent out the link for today's program, you also have the link for the recording after the show is over. Maybe by tomorrow you should have the recording. You'll be able to listen to and share it with whoever you want to share it with. So we thank you for joining us tonight. So we have a few more minutes left. If you have a question or a comment to make, just press 1 on your phone and we'll open your mic. Open your mic. If you have any question or comment to make even, please feel free. Otherwise, we're going to share a few optimum health tips with the remaining time that we have. And I hope you got the takeaway from this night, from tonight's program. The takeaway is vinegar is a monster, and self-medicating is just as bad. Using these herbs and supplements and all of these things, even drugs, there's a time limit attached to these things. And they're not going to remove the source of the disease. This is the main thing. And they will never remove the source of the person's disease. The source of the disease will still be in the person. Therefore, the person's disease will become more and more chronic. That doesn't have to happen. We now have what it takes to remove the source of the disease and nourish the cell, reduce and remove blood impurities, and repair the DNA. So the cell will have the instruction to produce everything, encode protein to produce everything that's needed to restore normalcy. This is how it's done, brothers and sisters. Here's a few health tips that we'd like to share. A few health tips. Drink Sentamiter therapeutic ginger beverage to boost antivirus capacity in you, to boost your immune system. Brothers and sisters, the season is changing. As we speak, the season is changing as we speak. That means the atmosphere, is also changing. The atmosphere pressure is changing, and that will have an impact on our cells, brothers and sisters. We'll have an impact on our mucous membrane as the air began to cool, to get cooler. And what makes things cool, what makes things cold, is carbon dioxide in the atmosphere that makes things cold. That's how your refrigerator operates. They also operate in the universe the same way, make things cold. So our mucous membrane will be compromised to the coldness. The mucous membrane requires a lot of heat, thermal energy, brothers and sisters, to operate properly. So I'm warning you that you should begin to work on your immune system right now. And that's thing that you can do. You don't have to take a vaccine. You need to support your immune system. And what does it take to support the immune system? Sometimes you have a molecule called formula A16B. It's all the ingredient to produce an enzyme called dehydrogenase, which speed up the production of T cells, B cells, and interferon that fight viruses. Do I need to say anything else? No, I don't. I said enough right there. For those people who are paying attention, that's all you need to know. Support the immune system. And the immune system will produce all of the things to protect us from adversaries, from assaults, from microbes. That's everywhere. They're everywhere, brothers and sisters. No vaccine ain't going to stop them. The Almighty put everything inside of us to stop every microbe in their tracks. But we have to be in compliance with the health rules and the laws of physics. That means we must learn how to eat scientifically, cook our food scientifically, and learn scientifically how to live on this planet. That's those three things right there. So the therapeutic ginger beverage helps us to produce an enzyme surplus. It also has all of the amino acids that make up the DNA, all of them in ginger. It also have the B vitamins, the B complex, the B vitamins, as to be used as cofactors for the cell to produce hundreds of thousands of enzymes every single day. That's why it's so important. You must use the therapeutic ginger beverage recipe. Follow it to the least, to the last detail. Don't try to do this on your own. Follow the recipe. We're going to give our contact information. If you need any help with the recipe, if you need any help with the formula A16B, how to get it, how to use it, all those things, we're going to have our contact information. We'll leave with you and our email address. Start fortifying yourself now. That's what I'm doing. That's what my family is doing. And we can walk anywhere we want to go and do what we want to do, do what we need to do without worrying about a virus. There are hundreds of viruses, brothers and sisters. Every surface on planet Earth has microbes on it. How are you going to defend yourself against that? The Almighty put an immune system inside of us for a reason. That's how we do it, with the immune system. If you have healthy kidneys, eat lamb, goat, or bison 3 times a week to minimize depressive episodes, to minimize depression. You just can't become a plant eater and think you're going to not have depression, not experience depressive episodes because you're violating the rule. We're flesh and blood. We need to eat more of what we're made of, flesh. 75% protein, 25% starch. If you change that ratio, you're making a big mistake. We're flesh and blood. We're not plants. We don't produce sap like a plant. We produce blood. A lot of difference between plants and animals and humans. Big difference, brother and sister. Sleep in a dark room with no electronic devices. This boosts cellular repair and the quality of your sleep. That's what happens. Our cells can begin to repair, do the repair work, do the maintenance in a dark room as we sleep. As they reduce their tempo, they never stop working. They just reduce their tempo when they focus on repair and maintenance. As we sleep at night, we must sleep soundly without interruption. Quality sleep, sound sleep, not dreaming. Yes, I said it, not dreaming. Dreaming is an interruption in the quality of your sleep. The cells need sound sleep in order to do repair work and maintenance that's required. I'll give you one or two more. Avoid soda, strong sugar, and a source of citric acid, like we've already talked about. Because they weaken the immune system, brothers and sisters. That's what they do. They weaken the immune system when you need to fortify the immune system. You weaken it by consuming these beverages. Don't do it. For better circulation, swing your arms as high as you can every morning upon rising like a soldier marching in place for about 10 minutes. This enhanced circulation, so blood is able to get to all of the nooks and crannies of our body, carrying resources and nutrients where they need to go. So, brothers and sisters, that's all we're going to have time for, and we'll share more health tips as time goes by. We'd like to share our contact information. If you have a need to contact us, please feel free to call us at 678-572-7269. That number again is 678-572-7269. You may also send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. ashaheed2@gmail.com. And Shaheed is spelled S-H-A-E-E-D. Brothers and sisters, please visit the website for the American School of Symptometry, and that website is amsos.org. amsos.org. the Universal Sign for Help, SOS. So that website is amsos.org, American School of Symptometry, not for profit. Please go there, investigate it, do your research, read many of the articles that's there. It has information as to what is the source of the person, disease, in those articles, and what mistakes that were made and what must be done to correct those mistakes so the person will be able to reverse their condition and be back on the paradigm of normalcy. Brother and sister, we speak in a number of places during the week. Every Monday on AM 360, we have this program called Optima Health, and we share the same information we're sharing here tonight. This program is from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Monday on AM 360. In order to participate and join us, just dial one or two of these numbers, 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Those numbers again, 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Also, every Saturday and Sunday, we have a program called Morning Tallying. We share 1 hour of Optima Health, and we have other brothers that we're working with that share information on Al-Islam and other topics. Please join us every Saturday and Sunday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And you can join us by dialing in to 267-876-3648. The number again is 267-876-3648. And the passcode is 289-2322-pound. 289-2322-pound. Brother and sister, we have really enjoyed sharing tonight on the signs of health in you. We're going to have our key person to come in, Brother Imam Mark Shaheed, to share some other information with us on the IWDM Blog Talk Radio platform. We thank you so very much for joining us tonight. And this is Abdul Shaheed. We greet you with the greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Thank you.
Yes, Assalamu alaikum, Instructor Abdul Shaheed. Excellent production tonight. Man, I tell you, you know, let that vinegar go.
Yeah, let it go. Let that monster go. You don't need it.
Yeah, we don't need it. Dismiss all those misnomers and misconceptions Bragg's and all those other different products in terms of vinegar and also excellent publication, a lot of great information, education. We want you to know the beat goes on here at IWDM Radio. It's tomorrow, Wednesday. That means it's the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with a distinguished, esteemed host, Dr. Patricia Slaudin. She joins yours truly, Mark Shaheed. It begins tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And then following the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab is the MGM Roundtable. That's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable, hosted by yours truly, Mark Shaheed. And we'll have a representative from this year's 2023 Time to Be Grateful, so you want to tune in and get an update on that. It starts at 8 p.m. Eastern, and 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. Thursday, it's the Sister Learning Lab to the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, and that would be the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, hosted by yours truly, Mark Shaheed. And we're going to have an outstanding couple like we had a few weeks ago with Instructor Abdul Shaheed and his wife. So we'll have Imam Furqan and his wife, Sister Furqan, 51 years, 51 years, August the 10th. This year, they celebrated their 51st wedding anniversary. And I think you're going to really, really enjoy their marriage narrative. They'll be sharing that. And they also will be engaging in the True Love Recipe. So we ask that you tune in and be a part of that production. And it happens tomorrow. It happens Thursday. I'm getting ahead of myself. It happens Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's 6 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. Friday is Slatu Juma Day, Muslim worldwide. Those who are mobilized, who can't get out and about for one reason or another, you can tune back in to IWDM Radio with the man Michael, a.k.a. Mikhail Sahir. And it begins at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 1 p.m. Central and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And, yes, now there is a production on Saturday, and it is the Muslim Book Club that has been initiated, and an inaugural production would happen this Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's high noon Central. And it's 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. Be sure to tune in for that. The first publication, the outstanding publication, it is a two-part volume of our Honorable First Lady and Mother of our Community, Sister Clara Muhammad, that has been authored by one of our educator extraordinaire that have transitioned. That's Dr. Zakia Muhammad. And it's titled Clara Evans Muhammad, the Mother of Our Nation. You don't want to miss that. That happens. The inaugural production happens this Saturday with Imam Mikhail Sahir hosting, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern, high noon Central, and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time this Saturday. The longest-running production here on IWDM Radio is Words Make People. Yes, heard that before. And it is with the distinguished esteemed Imam Mikhail Sahir, Words Make People. It happens each and every Sunday afternoon, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's high noon Central and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. The beginning of the week, my good brother friend, the very distinguished esteemed Imam Nazim Pasha. He hosts a production called ABC. It's easy as 1, 2, 3, but it's Al-Islam-based conversation. Yes, Al-Islam-based conversation. A whole lot of information in terms of just the things that are happening in life, but we're looking at it from an Al-Islam base. And so that happens each and every Monday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 5 p.m. Central Standard Time and 3 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, Al-Islam-based conversation. Tune in. You just heard it live tonight. The very distinguished instructor, Abdul Shaheed, sitting in for the host, our very distinguished, esteemed host, Rashid Salam, tonight on the Sciences of Your Health and You Learning Lab. And, boy, what a learning lab tonight. Hope you brought your pen and your pencil, took good notes, because there's a lot of great information. But the information is only as good as the application. Get rid of that vinegar, you all. Everything. I'm going to look at my closet to see if I have an old bottle of Bragg's there and get it away. Don't brag about using vinegar anymore. So last but not least, IWDM Radio, we do support the Muslim Journal. Keep your subscription up. If you have the wherewithal, make a contribution, a gift, to a family member, a friend, a colleague, a neighbor, a pioneer, or maybe a local library where many can read the Muslim Journal, as it has been the lifeblood of our community for many, many years. And IWDM Radio, we do support this year's 2023 Time to Be Grateful. And so you want to go ahead and get registered because you don't want to hear about it secondhand. So with that being said, this salam is for you and yours. May God's peace be with you now and always. Assalamu alaikum. Back to you, Instructor Abdul Shaheed. Excellent production. Alhamdulillah.
Thank you so very much, Imam Shaheed. We certainly appreciate all the accolades. And we ask our listeners to continue to join us every week on the Science of Health and You. We'd like to close out with a dua. Ubar Amini Shaitan Raji, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Rabbana Latina for doing your Hassanatan, Water for your activity, Hassanatan, walking down by Nar. Oh, Allah, grant us the good in this life and grant us the good in the hereafter and defend us from the torment of the hellfire. Amen.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum
assalam. Alhamdulillah, ya Rabbi. That's all, folks.